And Warwick Hadfield joins me now to talk about sports news. Hello, Warwick, how are you?
I'm sensational, Fran, but I'll get better.
In rugby league, the verdict is in. It was a bite. And the Gold Coast captain, Kevin Proctor, has been suspended for 4 weeks.
Yes, Fran, sub-editors across the nation have got their headline, Man Bites Shark. Sean Johnson, of course, playing for the Cronulla Sutherland Sharks. As anticipated, it came after an eventful four-hour judiciary hearing that included colourful language, more than the occasional rebuke of Proctor's supporters from the chair, and Proctor's protestations. He was merely moving his mouth on Cronulla Sutherland's Sean Johnson, in order to breathe, because he can't do that through his bent nose. The three judiciary panellists, however, accepted the evidence of the referee, who saw a mark on Johnson's arm, and the video, needing just 10 minutes of discussion to declare their guilty verdict. The panellists then adjourned for another 10 minutes and decided that, given Proctor's previous good record across 250th games, what a way to celebrate your 250th game, he was suspended for a modest suspension, I think, in terms of previous biting charges for 4 weeks. Now, Gold Coast officials issued a statement shortly afterwards saying they accepted the decision and they would move on. However, the NRL is unlikely to be so hasty. Apparently, officials are unhappy that Proctor, Johnson and others attempted to first conduct the hearing in the court of public opinion. Now, the NRL has completed another investigation. That's into the breaches of COVID-19 rules a few weeks back by a group of Brisbane Broncos, and they've whacked club and players with fines of $140,000, which is as much a message to the Queensland government as it is the game. The club will pay $75,000 and the players $65,000.
Okay, and in football, Western United aiming to finish third on the A-League home and away ladder when they play Melbourne City tonight.
Yeah, look, with 4 wins from their last 5 games, and they're doing this in their first season in the competition, which makes it even more remarkable, United really are the form side at the moment. They've been zooming up the ladder. First, they got into the top six, and they can now go right all the way to third with another win tonight. And an interesting thing happened yesterday outside this game. It emerged that the video-assisted refereeing system, which hasn't been used in the home and away games, would be back for the finals. Now, this is a system that's not universally loved. I think a lot of people only like it when it rules in their favour. When it rules against them, it certainly attracts a lot of criticism.
And Warwick Hadfield is back with some sports news. This time we're talking netball, Warwick, and the Melbourne Vixens remain firmly entrenched on top of the Super Netball ladder after beating the West Coast Fever last night.
Yes, much to the pleasure of their coach, Simone McInnes. The Vixens just dominated at both ends of the court, winning 68-59, further boosting their percentage that keeps them ahead of the Lightning and the Swifts. Wearing the GK bib and all arms and legs, as you have to be in that position, Emily Mannix was rock solid in defence, while under the ring, or bits adjacent to it now, given this new super shot rule, Caitlin Thwaites and Tegan Phillip made their hefty contributions. In the other round 5 game, the Swifts rebounded from their loss to the Lightning at the weekend, beating the Queensland Firebirds 64-57. The Firebirds are yet to win a game. Now, Helen Housby had a night out for the Swifts, scoring 5 of these super shot goals. The Lightning play the Giants tonight, a win keeping them in second spot, while the other round 5 game is an all-avian thing, the Collingwood Magpies against the Adelaide Thunderbirds, who'd be looking to slip into the top 4 at the expense of the Fever. And Fran, look, officials have also finalised more fixtures in this, of course, COVID-19 delayed season. All games now to be played in Brisbane instead of shared with the Sunshine Coast, and some to be played without crowds. It's all to keep costs down, Fran.
Okay, and in the AFL, Richmond's Tom Lynch cleared to play in the Dreamtime game in Darwin this Saturday.
Yeah, friends, some thought, or perhaps in the case of Essendon supporters, hoped he might have been suspended, but he was fined for a couple of incidents in the win over the Gold Coast. So that means he can play in the game against the Bombers in Darwin that celebrates the contribution of Indigenous players, and particularly this weekend those from the top end, to Australian rules football. Names like Long and Rioli will be spoken of in even more reverent terms over the next few days, particularly as the latest of the ever-growing Rioli contributors, Daniel. He'll be playing for the Tigers, and he's fully aware of what his name means and that to the game of Australian rules football. And also watching the game, the son of the man who for many started it all, certainly at the VFL-AFL level, Morris Rioli Jr. is expected to join the Tigers under the father-son rule in this year's draft. A wonderful moment for Australian rules football coming up this weekend, Fran.
It sure is. And just briefly in rugby, a couple of key re-signings for the Brumbies and the Waratahs ahead of this weekend's big game.
Yeah, Fran, it's first against third, with the top of the ladder Brumbies re-signing the winger they converted from rugby league, Tom Wright, for next season, while New South Wales ascending to third and with higher aspirations over wins after wins over Queensland in the force. They've locked in the former Brumbies lock, Tom Stanisforth, Fran.
Excellent. All right, Warwick, thanks very much.
Good on you, Fran.